Blog Talk Radio.
What did I tell you? To you all, this is Great Inferno, just doing my own radio talk show on blogtalkradio.com. I was going to blogtalkradio.com/Great Inferno, but anyway, we are going to talk about the election for tomorrow. I know that some of you guys probably already voted, most of you, hopefully. To get this thing over it, like, you know, put that aside so you can go on, so you don't have to call tomorrow. Like what Barack Obama's, and you guys, I don't know if you guys seen that a couple of weeks ago about how Barack Obama wanted to for you to call in to work, and says that to call in, call your elected professors or your bosses that you are going to vote, so you're gonna have to call in. And I think my opinion on that is just setting a bad example. And it's bad for economy. That's what I think about that. I would like to maybe talk about the why I would not vote for Obama and why I'm voting for McCain. Right, and also my wife and I have the same belief on that. And we want to talk about that. Yeah, that's And I know, like I said, the poll, it's tightening right now. There's a lot of, what do you call that here? Let me take a look at that. How is that going well in the national polling? And, well, in Colorado, it's still Obama still leads in 51-47. And that was after last week. So Obama's actually 1 point ahead, or not 1 point ahead, but went up 1 point from last week. It was 50. And also McCain is up 1 point. However, Obama still leads in Colorado. In Florida, McCain lead in 50-41, so it's just 1 point up after trailing. Look at this. After trailing last week in 51-47. And it's definitely moving towards McCain in Missouri. Dead heat in 49 tied. And after trailing, after Obama led on 48-47 last week. So we'll see. It looks like McCain is gaining momentum. That's what I want to talk about. And for tonight, I want to have my wife as a caller. And I want to get her opinion on that. Okay. So, Dawn?
Yes. Hi.
What are you, I know we're going to be voting tomorrow. I don't know what time do you want to go?
Well, how about maybe around 11:30 or something like that? Possibly somebody's going to come look at our house to buy our house, you know?
Oh, yeah, I forgot all about that.
That would be nice. And then
yeah.
Give us somewhere to go and go vote while maybe they're looking at our house and stuff like that. I before this election year, I didn't even realize that there's a lot of married couples that they separate based on what they vote, you know, like that
right.
One votes Democrat, one votes Republican, which I don't
right.
really.
No.
Yeah.
Right.
No.
So do you think it's McCain's, you know, by him gaining momentum, and it's just a week ago, he was down in a poll, like I said, by a couple of points. Now he's, you know, tied with McCain, and I mean with Obama. I'm sorry, in Missouri, it's on there, and he did 49%. Tied, and I mean, what do you have to say about that? What do you think was what changed?
What changed?
Yeah, like, you know, what did McCain change on his tactic on his campaign that made a significant, you know?
Well, I think that McCain, well, a lot of people have probably been praying for McCain to win and Obama to lose, and perhaps there's many emails and MySpace bulletins going out and like newspaper articles talking about how Christians need to stand united and how politicians, that they lie. People say politicians lie, but when you know they're lying, that you shouldn't vote for them. For instance, like Obama, he says he's a Christian, but he is lying because, you know.
Well, let me get another caller over here online. You know, like I said, like I want to touch up on what do you think that the McCain did, you know, with the significant jump in the poll, like for just a week or 2 weeks. I want to get a caller here. Go ahead, caller. Who is this?
It's J-Bell.
Hey, J-Bell, what's going on, dude? We're talking about McCain and, you know, Obama and McCain. And, you know, you voting tomorrow?
Oh, yeah, there's an election tomorrow, isn't there? That's what all the news has been about, I believe.
I heard Starbucks. Yeah, I heard Starbucks and Krispy Kreme actually giving away some stuff, you know, for free. That's what I heard too. The Starbucks. So what do you? No. We're talking about the. We're looking at the poll right now. That actually the McCain, you know, like in Missouri, he's tied with Obama, and you know, that a lot of Republicans are saying that, you know, McCain is gaining momentum on, you know, on the, and I mean, what do you think is the, he's doing right? Do you think that you know, maybe you have. People are getting to know Obama. Is that what's going on here, J-Bell?
I think people in Missouri are smartening up a little bit to the. I don't know. For me, it's kind of like a moral dilemma, I guess, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I think McCain, like I would say, he's picking up a momentum in Missouri because. Because, you know, his whole voting tactic is, you know, this is who I am. I'm the Maverick, you know. I have connections. I'm going to do this, you know. And, you know, he doesn't flip-flop on issues, you know. He's straight up about his voting history.
Right.
You know, and he already ran for a presidential election, you know. Previously, people know him, you know.
Exactly.
So, I mean,
you know, where's he from? And, with this Obama being in, like, you know, how he raised his stardom and you know, with this a quick, you know, I mean, he's like, he spent like 2 years, you know, just campaigning. He didn't like really do anything, you know, as far as like passing a law. I mean, you know, he voted like present most of the time.
Yeah. And plus I mean, he's like a slogan king, you know, he's just like, you know, I am change, you know, it's like, well, what are you going to change, bro? You know?
Right. Speaking of chains, you know, doesn't that chains is like different from, you know, there's a good chains and bad chains, Don?
Yeah, there definitely is good chains and bad chains. Not all change is good.
Right.
You notice he doesn't say it's good or bad change. He's like, we're change, you know. He's like, I'm change.
You forgot a chain.
just like when the slaves came from Africa, they got change, but not kind of change they wanted.
Exactly.
I know that's kind of like, you know, a bold statement, but still, I mean, if you really think about it, they thought that they're coming here to the white man's land, and some of them were happy about it, but then once they got in a boat, you know, they realized that it's not going to be pretty.
That's kinda right, yeah, I mean, that's a good analogy, too, you know, getting in that boat, and all of a sudden they're like, yeah, you want to go ahead and get down in there and get some chains on, and and we're not going to feed you. So, I mean, you're going to have some fun down there.
It's so fun.
Yeah.
I know that, you know, I mean, both of you are probably going to agree with the, you know, that the media is not being fair with the McCain and Palin. There's actually a newspaper in Texas, actually, is, you know, they already have printed out the thing for tomorrow or for Wednesday, I believe. I don't know, for Thursday, that Obama wins right on front page in there. What do you think about that, J-Bell?
Well, I think that's Oh, it's
a bunch of crap, you know. It's just like the Patriots last year. You know, they printed up an absolute ton of T-shirts, ton of hats,
wow,
because they're like, oh, the Patriots are gonna win. The Giants don't have a chance, you know. And then look
what
happened, you know. So actually, I think it's kind of funny because, you know, like, they can go ahead and print that stuff up, and then when, you know, then when hopefully what happens. What I want to happen, you know, happens, and they'll be like, "Oh crap!" You know, we printed all that stuff. You know, it's like everybody's pushing Democrat, Democrat, Democrat. It's like, well, okay, you know, let's talk Democrats. You know, like, look what happened, Nancy Pelosi in the House. You know, what have they really done? You know, what have they done? That's so great for the country. You know,
yeah, Harry Reid and all them.
Yeah, well, it's like Nancy Pelosi. Like her whole thing, she's like, yeah, she's like, you put me in office and things are going to change, and we're going to have, you know, like, all this stuff with the Iraq war is going to change, you know? So that's, I mean, that's all I see from Obama is just the same rhetoric.
Yep. It's all about, like, San Francisco values. You know, some listeners out there, if you don't know San Francisco values, you know, might want to Google that. Bill O'Reilly is talking about San Francisco value. Now, hey, Don, the, I know on the, with the newspaper thing, I just want to touch on that. I mean, the poll is like, you know, when you look at the poll, you know, you see all these Obama leads and all that, you know, 3 points, 5 points or whatnot.
Yep.
Do you think the media is looking into that poll, or what do you think about that, Don?
Well,
go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Okay.
I'll wait.
Okay. So you're saying that the media looking into those polls, and then that's how they determine to write the newspaper?
Right.
Well, I think they are looking at those polls, but the thing is, who is doing those polls, and are they really accurate? Because, you know, if you call 2,000 people out of 2 million or 2 billion people, it doesn't mean that, I mean, just those 2,000 people might be the only 2,000 people voting for Barack Obama, so it might even sometime look like 90% of the, you know, population is voting for him, whereas that's not accurate.
I don't know if it's like the Rasmussen poll and all that, polls that are doing that. Do you think they're in a coot with those newspaper things, J-Bell?
Oh,
they're on the tank with Obama and the Democrats and all them?
I mean, I think everybody's riding that donkey down the hill, you know. They're like, all right. They're like, I want to be on the winning side. You know, it's all big game. It's all big game. They're like, all right, they think they know who's going to win, so they're going to pick sides because they want it to pay off in the end, because they're like, hey, you know what? Like, we had these polls that supported that, you know, so we got people, like, you know, in line with us and, like, in line with our thinking, you know, and it's just like, all they're trying to do is use it to their advantage because they think they know. You know, they think they know what's going to happen in this election. So why would you want to be the one, you know, the one newspaper or the one media outlet that's like, we have polls that say McCain's ahead. You know, everybody be like, oh, that's a bunch of crap. You know,
they
be upset about it.
Yeah,
yeah, that's the only thing in there. And then also they're doing the let's go back to the as I mentioned earlier about the Starbucks and the. You know, Krispy Kreme. I was reading an article about that, and actually, they cannot endorse any of those candidates because, you know, if they do, they will break that law. You know, there's a law put out there. And now, do you think that, you know, Starbucks and Krispy Kreme and other, you know, big companies out there, you know, capitalizing with this elections? Do you think it's a good thing to be doing that, J-Bo?
For
the market, of course, it's a good for the market.
It is a great thing for the market, but I mean, like, for me, it's a moral dilemma. Just like, you know, like, the way I see things is like, you really shouldn't be capitalizing on this thing because you're just feeding a monster, basically. You're just, you know, you're just kind of playing into the hype, playing in, you know, there's that movie called The Great White Hype, you know, and I mean, that's pretty much how I see it, you know, like, you hype somebody up, like Kimbo Slice, you know, like Kimbo Slice, and, like, they're getting all hyped up for this election because, you know, it's such a big deal, they're doing the same thing in schools, you know, it's just kind of all over the place, and, like, if you notice, when they're hyping it up, that
they hype it up about this whole, like, change, we need change, you know, and, like, I really have a problem with people hopping on a bandwagon and marketing stuff, you know.
Finding out the truth and the truth.
Right, we don't even know what that change is, you know. We won't know until 6 months down the road, honestly.
Yeah.
And then we'll find out.
And then we'll find out. If he wins it, if Obama wins it, he already has that planned out. I mean, he already, you know, I know I was watching these things on YouTube the one time. It was a lady there in one of the conventions, and saying, "Oh, I'm going to help Obama because he's going to help me." I mean, how is Obama going to help this lady? I mean, I think she had like two kids or something like that. Is Obama going to give her like $500,000, you know, to pay off her debt? I mean, I don't think so. Now, Don, do you think that's appropriate for the people to say that a candidate's going to help them? You know, like, you know, making it sound like it's personal.
Well,
do I think that's okay? No, not really. I don't think that's good, because, like you said, and that he's not going to hand them $1 million, something like that. You know, I mean, it's really, you know, you need to do what's right in the Lord's eyes, I think, to be blessed. And also you need to kind of do some work, like start your own, like, you know, on franchise business or some kind of, you know, business. You know, you need to start a business. But the thing is that a lot of people that vote Democrat is because they want to make the rich people suffer. Well, that tells me that they're not really thinking, because don't they hope to be rich someday? And if they want to make other rich people suffer, do they want, when they become rich, do they want to have to suffer too? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you said, people work hard to become rich. They don't just like get rich overnight most of the time, you know.
Exactly. Now, J-Bill, answer me this: I mentioned that that lady was jumping up and down. I'm gonna help Obama because he's gonna help me, and all that rhetoric. I mean, would you agree that Obama's gonna, you know, he already have that set, you know, like, you know, if he doesn't fulfill that, you know, that dream or that rhetoric that he's talking about now, if he doesn't fulfill that, like, in 4 years, I mean, would you agree that he's just going to blame it on Bush administration and the Republicans?
Well, okay, let's run the scenario. Okay, Obama. Okay, let's just say Obama gets elected. Okay,
right.
Obama's elected. Media is going to hype him up for about 6 months. 6 months, they're going to have his back, and they're going to be like, Obama, Obama, Obama. They're going to show him doing all these things, and they're going to be like, see, he's changing. He's changing what Bush has done. And then because of the actions that a Democratic Party will take, all of a sudden we're going to be seeing the same type of stuff happening with the economy and with other areas. And basically, they'll try to keep hyping him up. And then again, towards the end of his 4 years, you know, because basically we probably won't see change, you know, like the media will turn on it. The media will turn on him. I mean, they will at the end of the election.
And I think I already have, you know, I already have this, what do you call that, the slogan, you know, like in 4 years. I think he's going to run, you know, after 4 years, hypothetical, if he wins the election, Obama would, you know, use the slogan says, you know, another change or some, like, you know, change is not over yet. You know, something like that. Now, Don, Don, you still there?
Yep, I'm still here.
Is your kid okay? Because I heard him cry.
Yeah, he actually just, like, bumped his knee on some kind of tote. He didn't even fall hard. He didn't get hurt very much. He's just tired. So the oldest daughter is rocking him right now.
Okay. Now, that's good. Now, Don, are you doing something right now to, like, expose Obama or to, you know, to share, things about Obama to other people?
Yeah, actually.
Like what?
It was not yesterday, but the Sunday before, I just wanted to let people know, because I hear so many people saying that they're Christian, but a lot of those people that I hear saying they're Christian, they're going to vote Democrat just because they hate Republicans. They think Republicans only for rich people. So I decided to just let them know You know what? Last election, the same thing happened. Social Security was a big thing. So,
right.
You know, it's all, it always like seems lately in the past elections that it's about money. So
mm-hmm.
I had wrote an article and about, are you going to serve mammon, which means money, or are you going to serve
mm-hmm.
God? And, you know, is God going to ask you on Judgment Day? So I posted that on my space bulletin. I sent a whole
mm-hmm.
bunch of emails out, and then also I actually got published in the local newspaper, the first part of the letter. It was a pretty long letter. So the first part of it I got posted, and I got some positive response from that. But from my space bulletin and my emails, I got some negative. That's okay. You know, they're just dealing with what I think it was called conviction. They feel angry. Maybe they think they're angry with me, but, you know, it's really they're dealing with the, Word of God says. So.
No, Jay Bell, don't you like, wouldn't you agree, like, and if you talk to, like, I've always talked to the Democrats or people that not informed when it comes to Obama, you know, when you ask them who you're going to vote for, and say, oh, I'm voting for Obama, and you ask them for what changed, because they don't want a Republican up there, but they, you know, they're so blindly by that, they're not even, you know, willing enough to find out what Obama's all about.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty much anybody that's told me that they're voting for Obama, I always ask why, and there's usually two responses. Well, he's going to change the economy, the way things are. I'm like, well, how's that? It's a free economy. You know, what's he going to do?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a free market economy. You know, what is he going to do? And then they have no response. And then there's the other response I get, which is, well, I hate George Bush, so I'm voting Obama. And I'm like, well, you know, there is another candidate, right? And they're like, yeah, but I wouldn't vote for him because he's like George Bush. I'm like, well, you know. I'm like, that's not a good enough answer, you know? That's just not a good enough answer. And
just because they're both Republican doesn't mean, you know.
Yeah. Well,
I agree
If people want to know who Obama is, research Jimmy Carter. I mean, he's pretty much followed the same path as Jimmy Carter. He's automatic celebrity. He's, he's Logan King, just like Jimmy Carter. You know, if you research Jimmy Carter, you see exactly. I mean, you see exactly the same things, and on top of that, he his speeches.
Wow. Man, how many ways do you have?
Down that Obama voter in the back.
the baby got a change. He wanted to be up there on the table, but we didn't let him.
So he wants change too, but he wants his diaper
too.
He wants his diaper changed, just like Obama. Now back in the thing, and I know I was watching that thing on the news, and the McCain-Palin's those signs being vandalized, and actually I saw that a 12-year-old boy trying to steal that the sign. Do you think as a liberal? I just don't understand. It's like, you know, you don't see any Republicans or like and people that right of mind would be doing that. It's just the liberal and Democrats are doing. Would you agree, Jeff Bell?
Yeah, yeah. You don't see Republicans wearing anarchy T-shirts, okay? you don't see. I don't know too many Republicans that are pyromaniacs. You know, I don't. I'm not trying to paint anybody as extremist, but I mean there are a lot of left extremists. There are right extremists too, but I mean it's two different ball games. And like I think with this weighted election, I mean we're seeing the really extremists to the left come forward more than to the right, because if you got somebody to the right, you know, you're automatically labeled as a racist. You know, the second you thinking you burn an Obama sign, they're like, oh my God, he's burning a cross, you know? And you're automatically in trouble.
Speaking of racism, that thing, I don't know if you guys follow the news, senator or congressman, Jack Murtha, you know, he said earlier, because he's gonna rerun for his state of Pennsylvania. And he said something about he called Pennsylvania a racist or a redneck because they said, you know, he has a different view. And actually, I was watching it earlier that Bill Clinton, and I actually agree with him. I mean, do you think that's like, Hey, Don, do you think that's the wrong thing to say for your own, like, you know, countryman?
Like, I don't understand. So is the guy who's rerunning for Pennsylvania, is he black? Or is he white?
No, he's white. He's the one to say Congressman Marthe is one of the guy that opposed the Iraq War and called our U.S. Marines terrorizing kids, you know, women and children in Iraq, and he's getting sued for that. You know, he's a Democrat, of course, a liberal, and I mean, do you think that's fair? I mean, what would you say? What would you tell him?
Do you think that it's fair that he's saying that the people in the Marines in Iraq are terrorizing? Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying that he quoted lately that he called some of the Pennsylvanians are racist, or with his own word, quoted redneck.
He said that they're redneck because they oppose it.
No, because they oppose some. Okay, because some of those some of the Pennsylvanians, you know, does not like him. That's, you know, not all Pennsylvanians are Republicans or liberal. So he's calling those Republicans, those conservatives, rednecks or racist.
Because they are conservative.
That's right. Because they say, you know, just because, you know, the candidates are black and they're not going to vote for that person because the candidates are, you know, black, like pertaining to Barack Obama.
Well, I mean, like, I don't think it's really racist. We're all the same. We're all the same race, called the human race. We have all like Barack Obama. The only difference between him and white people is the pigmentation of the skin. You know, so I don't really think anybody should be calling anybody racist. You know, they should be calling them pigmentatious or something.
Right.
So I don't know if I really understand your question, because
Now, Jay Bell, Bill Clinton, he was up there and he was just like, you know, he was saying something you know, he was agreeing with Jack Martha and saying that those, you know, there's racists and there's rednecks in Pennsylvania just because they don't believe, I guess because they're not Democrats, they call them rednecks and racists. Are they being fair? I don't think so.
Well, I don't think they're being fair, but, you know, I don't really have a problem with them saying it, just because, you know, we got freedom of speech in this country, so everybody's entitled to their opinion. And I, you know, honestly, I just think like the whole thing has just been blown so out of proportion. Do this
exactly.
I mean, this election, it's like okay. I mean, this is an awesome tool for the Democratic Party. You know, if you get somebody who is of a different skin color, you can automatically play the race card, so that you don't have to focus on any of the real questions. So, I mean, and the media plays in it too, man. Hey, man, I've been in Pennsylvania. I've met some rednecks, and yes, a few of them are racist, but that's every part of the country.
You can't generalize everyone, you know.
Right. There's a few people, and no, I don't think it's, I think Pennsylvanians should be a little jaded about the comment, but the only reason it's getting any hype at all is because we have a candidate who's at least partially African American.
Yeah.
And I don't believe that he's full blood African American. There's no way in hell. And if you listen to his speeches, like, he actually changes his tone of voice just like any other person that travels around, any other politician. And he, you know, and like I saw Dave Chappelle did a great white man's voice, you know, and like that's all I can think of when I hear him speaking, you know. He's just a player, you know.
Right. Okay, we're getting out of time. We're getting out of time over here. We got 30 seconds of it. Thanks for calling in, Jay Bell.
Yeah, have a good night, man.
You know, have a good night. We got make sure you vote for tomorrow. And thanks, Don, for participating. And log on again. We'll talk after the election, and we'll see who wins. Have a good night, everybody.
Have a good night. Bye.